from College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. This is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for May 20th, 2014. Though recent rains improved the cotton outlook for some regions, it's still a mixed bag for the state overall. Tuesday, I talked to Dr. Galen Morgan, AgriLife Extension statewide cotton specialist, College Station.
I think you already summed it up, Robert. It is a mixed bag. There are parts of the state this year that are doing better than the past couple of years, and that being the Rio Grande Valley and the Coastal Bend are doing better than they have the past few years. Some of this rain we caught last week, 13, 14, something like that, helped them out tremendously, those dryland cotton acres in the Rio Grande Valley and Coastal Bend. And even the upper Gulf Coast was getting extremely dry, you know, relatively speaking. And here in the Brazos Bottom and the Southern Blacklands, there was a decent amount of cotton that hadn't been planted yet. Now those guys are, you know, probably got cranked up Sunday or yesterday and started putting more cotton in the ground again.
I was trying to remember where it was, that it was warm and it cooled down a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, that's been a challenge this year to a large, well, twice. One, that the late freeze we had in April, and then even that cooler weather, was it last week or week before? None of those things, when you get cool weather, nighttime temperatures, you know, really below 55 degrees, it stresses cotton a little bit. But that early freeze was much more challenging for the producers than this past one. As you know, Robert, the big question becomes not what's planted in Texas, but what's actually harvested. And with the drought, that percentage, harvested acres have been down a lot. Planted acres, you know, may not have changed that much, but harvested acres have changed a lot the past, ever since this drought set in.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.